Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over over this article in honor of Asian American Heritage Month in the month of May. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, being an Asian American, there's a lot of biases and stereotypes that we face collectively, while there's people from different backgrounds and perspectives in the United States and from Asian countries, there's collectively still some biases. One of them is the minorities, it's called model minority stereotype. And I'm gonna be talking about this in another video, another segment. However, the basic premise behind this theory is that people that are Asian, people that are of Asian descent, and this actually started by classifying Japanese and other Asian country kids. And so there's this stereotype that this is the Asians are the ideal minority. What this means, they're more successful, they actually have achieved a lot more than other minority groups or other groups. And that's really not true. There's not room for having stereotypes against a whole group of people or a whole race, because that creates biases within the community. So we're not going over the ideal minorities stereotype in this one. We'll go over some key facts that are pertaining to Asian Americans. How many millions of people will 22 million Americans, Asian Americans, trace their roots to more than 20 countries in East and South Asia, Southeast Asia, and the Indian subcontinent. These each have rich and unique histories, cultures, languages, and other characteristics. So there's 19 large, the largest 19 Asian origin groups account for 97% of the nation's total Asian population. So here's some of the findings about these Americans. There's updated fact sheets and a lot of different information that you can kind of click on and go into if you want to do more research. This actually shows that the Asian population doubled between 2002 and 2019 and is projected to surpass 46 million by 2060. There's quite a number and percentage, and look at the drastic increase that took place in the 80s. Actually, my parents came in around 1976. So right at the beginning of the boom of immigration that took place between these years. So the U.S. Asian population is projected to reach, as I said, 46 million by 2060. Not too long ago, in 1870, only about 60,000 individuals were classified as Asian. So the numbers have grown. By 1960, the first time census respondents could choose their own race, 980,000, that's all, were Asians. From 2000 to 2019, this value actually doubled. And now is Asians are 7% of the nation's overall population. And that's some basic facts about the Asian American. Asian Americans are considered the single race, non-Hispanic segment of the United States Asian population. So the single race non-Hispanic segment of the U.S. Asian population makes up a large majority of all Asians in the country. And here's the pie chart for this. There's the Hispanic, there's non-Hispanic, and then single race non-Hispanic. Chinese Americans are the largest Asian origin group in the U.S., making up 24% of the Asian population, or 5.4 million people within the United States. So the top one is so the largest six origins make up 85% of the whole population within the United States. The highest percentage is among Chinese. That's at 24%, and then right under that is Indian. And that's 21%, and that would be my consider my heritage. And then Filipino is 19%, and then Vietnamese 10%, Korean 9%, and Japanese 7%, and then all others are 15%. So there's as you can see, there's many flavors of Asian that comprise this group. Nearly half of U.S. Asians live in the West, with nearly a third in California alone. Aside from Hawaii, where U.S. Asians accounted for 57% of the population in 2019, Asians made up the largest share of the overall population in California. Then next is Washington, next is New Jersey, and next is Nevada. So people from Asia made up about 14% of the 10.5 million unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. in 2017. And the 15 countries, top 15 countries with unauthorized immigrants, from India is the highest at 525,000. Next is China, 375,000. Philippines, 160,000. Korea, 150,000. And then US-born Asians are much younger than the rest of the Asian American population. So this sums up some of the key components and percentages that are important to know. There's a lot of indicators, poverty rate indicators. The median annual household income in 2019 was 61,000. Now there is a range among Asians. For instance, Indians on average make 119,000, and then Burmese make an average of 44,000. So by nationality, this looks different. And then there's a per poverty rate. All Asians 10%. Indians are at 6%. So that varies as well. Asians are less likely than Americans overall to live in poverty. Poverty rates among US-born and foreign-born Asians were 9 and 11% versus the 13% in the US. And more than half of Asians aged 25 and older have a bachelor's degree or more education, compared with 33%. So in different ways, Asian Americans have certain things better, and then others, for instance, unauthorized workers and other areas, there's not too much difference between Asian Americans and other Americans. So let's stop making stereotypes and start creating more open-minded understanding of all races. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.